USA Radio News.
COVID relief discussions are picking up at the Capitol once again, but one GOP representative is pushing back against it.
Democrats in Congress have begun talks on another round of coronavirus relief, which they plan to set aside for restaurants, gyms, and performance venues as the Omicron variant of coronavirus continues to spread. Iowa Congresswoman Ashley Hinson joins Fox Business Network and says there should not be another round of payments.
I think it's time Democrats live in the universe that we're all living in, which is that everything costs more and you continue to pump more money into the economy. This is exactly the impact it's having. Inflation is a tax on working Americans.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Moderna hopes to market a combined booster vaccination for COVID-19, influenza, and RSV as soon as the fall of 2023. This is USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
The Michigan Democrat Party blasted the idea that parents should have a voice in what public schools teach, saying in a Facebook post over the weekend that public education teaches kids what society needs them to know. A Saturday post made by the Michigan Democrats on their official Facebook page criticized the parents who want to play a role in what public education teaches their children. The post was deleted Monday morning after intense criticism. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky acknowledged her agency's poor messaging in recent weeks as the Omicron variant spreads in the U.S. According to the Wall Street Journal, Walensky has committed to communicating CDC policy more clearly and that she's being coached by a media consultant and set to hold more media briefings outside those held at the White House. There's been extreme confusion over the CDC's guidance on whether those who test positive for COVID with or without symptoms should be isolated. And for how long? This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Federal Reserve is poised to raise interest rates.
What's going to happen to money prices in 2022? The Federal Reserve has cut the bond buying program and assigned interest rate increases will soon follow. Commonwealth Financial Network CIO Brad McMillan on Fox News weighs in.
I think right now the markets are saying the Federal Reserve might well screw it up. We've seen long-term rates remain remarkably constrained given the expectations out there. I mean, it's not, is the Fed going to do, is going to tackle it? It's how much is the Fed going to do? And right now they're saying four rate hikes, maybe five. So I think the Fed might screw it up, but right now I think the markets are still seeing growth.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Convicted longtime Jeffrey Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell is not fighting to keep secret the identities of eight people named in a now-settled civil lawsuit by the sex traffickers' accuser. The efforts to reveal the names of several John Does could soon be green-lighted after Maxwell conceded to the longtime accuser's efforts to unseal their identities. This according to a letter submitted by Maxwell's attorney late last week. The decision is now in the hands of a New York federal court judge on whether seven of those names will be released. And funeral services were held Monday for nine children and three adults who died in a Philadelphia fire 5 days into the new year. It marked the deadliest blaze in the city in more than a century. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.